An integral part of the overall war plan in Iraq is humanitarian aid. International aid agencies have stockpiled food, water, and medicine in the region, which can be distributed to Iraqi civilians once it's safe enough to move about the country. But 3 weeks into the war, humanitarian aid efforts are stalled by security issues and politics. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Amman, Jordan.
Humanitarian aid agencies had several months to draw up contingency plans for Iraq. Those plans are normally based on the worst-case scenario. The U.S. Disaster and Assistance Response Teams, known as DART, expected millions of Iraqis would be displaced by the war. Michael Marks, the head of DART, says that hasn't happened yet.
What we're seeing right now is not a major humanitarian crisis, and we're very happy about that. What we are seeing are pockets of need.
Mark says British and American soldiers have started distributing some water in southern Iraq. But Mark says it's difficult to get help to other areas, especially around Baghdad, because of the unstable security situation.
It's especially risky in the center. Yeah, we are starting to push forward in the south and making good progress there. It's frustrating, but this is not time or calendar driven. It really is going to, it's situationally dependent. We have to wait until the combat operations have ceased.
Mark says each aid agency has to decide when it's safe for their staff to work in Iraq. And he says DART can help provide security information to the international organizations. The U.S. military is in charge of American relief operations in Iraq. Although DART is an arm of the State Department, it's working in Iraq under U.S. military auspices. For that reason, many humanitarian agencies are keeping a distance from DART. Alex Renton, a spokesman for Oxfam, says aid agencies can't afford to be seen working alongside the military.
We need to be seen to be impartial and independent of military action, so we can gain the trust of often a frightened civilian populace. And those civilians need to be separated from the military for their own safety. Civilians can become targets.
Last week, the United Nations circulated guidelines that urged its aid workers to avoid forming a close affiliation with any DART teams because it could undermine the UN's image of neutrality. Jim Tulloch with the World Health Organization says many international aid agencies have a different agenda in Iraq than the American government.
I think for us, the humanitarian effort is not about winning hearts and minds. The humanitarian effort for us is about saving lives. And I think that, you know, we obviously are very concerned if that humanitarian effort is slowed down in any way by whatever the constraints are, then of course that's of a concern to us.
But the political difficulties for distributing aid stretch beyond concerns over American military involvement. Last week, the Iraqi Red Crescent turned back an aid shipment from its Jordanian counterpart. And on Sunday, Sabah al-Yassin, Iraq's ambassador to Jordan, said his country is refusing humanitarian assistance from all Arab countries. In part, analysts say, because Baghdad feels the Arab world hasn't been vocal enough in condemning the war in Iraq. Arab nations are continuing efforts to help Iraqi civilians. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Amman.